Can you turn it up a little bit? Just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Let's do it, man.
You're listening to The Sessions at Midori House, and I'm Holly Fisher. Alexis Taylor is our guest this week. You probably know best as the frontman of British electro group Hot Chip. The members of Hot Chip are well known for their side projects and collaborations, and Taylor has just released a brand new solo album that sprung from some downtime in the studio. It's called Piano, and the whole album, bar the last track, is just Alexis at the keys. Now, sadly, we can't fit a whole grand piano in our Monocle studios, but Alexis Taylor did pop in, armed with an acoustic guitar and a keyboard, to play us a couple of tracks from it.
Hi, my name's Alexis Taylor, and I'm going to play a new song called I Never Locked That Door.
When I go out in the morning, I make sure I set a warning. I lock the door securely, and I never wonder surely. When I go out of an evening, I make sure that as I'm leaving, every bolt is fastened tightly. Then I head out to the night, but there's one place that's always open, and you'll find me if you're hoping to be mine for all of time. I never lock that door, I never locked that door of my heart from my daylight's close and start. For you, my love, no key is required. When I come home, love's not tired. Open arms will always greet you, and my happiness will meet you. Come and knock in, 'cause I never locked that door. When I go out in the morning, I make sure I set a warning. I lock the door securely, and I never wonder surely. When I go out of an evening, I make sure that as I'm leaving, every bolt is fastened tightly. Then I head out to the night, but there's one place that's always open, and you'll find me if you're hoping to be mine for all of time. I never locked that door, I never locked that door of my heart from my daylight's close and start. For you, my love, no key is required. When I come home, love's not tired. Open arms will always greet you, and my happiness will meet you. Come and knock in, 'cause I never locked that door. I never locked that door of my heart from my daylight's close and start. For you, my love, no key is required. When I come home, love ain't tired. Open arms will always greet you, and my happiness will meet you. Come and knock in, 'cause I never locked that door. Come and knock in, 'cause I never locked that door.
Alexis Taylor, welcome to the sessions at Midori House.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, really good, thanks.
Congratulations on your new album, Piano. I guess the first question I wanted to ask you was, what is your relationship with the piano?
It's the first instrument I started playing when I was a kid. I had lessons for a while, and my dad played the piano, my uncle did, my mum did, my grandmother did. So it's something I've been around for a long time, and I guess even though I played synthesizers and guitar more so in Hot Chip, I even have played it quite a lot on the records and written songs on the piano for Hot Chip and for my solo music. I guess it just feels like the instrument I'm most attached to and comfortable with, and also just love the feel of it to play a real piano. And I've got a lot of different feelings about pianos, really, and every now and again I just go through a phase of thinking I'll do something focused on that piano.
We just heard you play a couple of tracks from the album, one of which you played on the guitar. Does it feel different to play these songs you've written for piano on a different instrument?
I tend to do things in a fairly contrary way. I don't really know why, but one of the tracks I played, I Never Locked That Door, I played on an electric piano just now, but wrote it on a guitar. And the ones that I played on the guitar, I think I wrote on the piano. I'm just interested in trying to make a new version of something all the time. So it doesn't feel like I'm really desperate to always have a real piano there. I mean, it's nice to play a great real piano, but I'm also interested in what happens if you do something new. And I've made a record with a really beautiful piano. So maybe it's not necessary to kind of cart that around with me, or practical. So I'm just up for trying different things and playing different instruments. The next song I'm going to play is called In the Light of the Room. In the light of the room, through a window dappled, I was dreaming of you and of all that's happened. In the light of the room, through a window dappled, I was dreaming of you and of all that's happened. Remember me when all is said and done. I have been one of many, never the only one. Remember. That's what I'm about. Remember. How we started this thing out. Remember me when all is said and done. I've been one of many, never the only one. Remember. Thing out.
in the light of the room, through a window dappled, I was dreaming of you. And of all that's happened in the light of the room, through a window dappled, I was dreaming of you. And of all that's happened.
I tend to just get a bit of an idea for an album when I'm not touring, and I had some space to make the beginnings of a record, and there was no grand plan, but I think maybe I was reacting slightly against all of the kind of noise in my life. That might be fair to say, even if I wasn't aware of that at the time, and wanted to just put a focus on something more elemental, a voice and one instrument. I was also drawn to certain records that I like that have the piano at the centre of them. There's a Mark Hollis album, the guy from Talk Talk, that I've loved for a number of years, but I was listening to again. But to be honest, I think I was more led by just being in a studio, doing another session, a kind of country session where I was singing, and then having a bit of downtime afterwards and going to the piano and thinking, well, if I ask the guy to record me now, I reckon I can play a few songs and then I'll know whether I can kind of make a piano record. So I got him to mic everything up and we just started recording, and within about 40 minutes I'd done most of the stuff that's on the album. So it was more about an opportunity and the piano being so nice. It wasn't about making a statement to the world, but I suppose some of the time you're accidentally making a statement, and that might be to try and talk about something that's more stripped back and not so fussy and not so multi-layered and not brash. I mean, things that I don't really always like in other music. It depends on my mood, really.
And how does it feel performing these live? I know you've done a couple of gigs. You were at Glastonbury last weekend and you did an album launch a couple of weeks ago. I suppose you're so used to the bright lights and confetti of Hot Chip. How does it feel to just be you and the piano on stage now?
It feels really nice, actually. I played the first piano show at Berg House in London, and then I did a short tour in Glasgow, Leeds and Manchester, as well as Glastonbury. And I found that I was getting more used to that stage setup where it's just you and the piano and the voice, but also you and the audience and you talking to the audience. And it felt really relaxed in a way that I think Hot Chip has been something I've been doing for such a long time. And it's sometimes hard to break the flow of dance music in Hot Chip, and you don't really need to be talking to the crowd. But that's meant that I don't talk to the crowd ever. And in these shows, I was enjoying the kind of intimacy and the relationship there between me and an audience that's right by me. It actually reminded me that I used to do this when I was about 15 or something, playing the guitar before I was really doing Hot Chip so fully. So it felt like a nice kind of return to something that I remember. And also, I just chose venues where they would have a piano and they'd have seats, and it would feel like people were ready to walk in and listen to these songs. And I play for like over an hour, and I play Hot Chip songs, my own songs, covers, and I was taking requests. It was a pretty kind of nice environment, really. This song is by Will Oldham. It's called Apocalypse Now.
We dined in the breezeway and met later in the carport for drinks. We rationed out the pills, splitting evenly the blues and the pinks. We didn't really split the blues, I only mean that's what he thinks. He got the mother load this time. Why, oh, why are best friends such things. We met on the causeway, unloaded all our grievances there. Pat me on the shoulder and I playfully ruffled his hair, then brought him to the waterline and restrained him while he struggled for it, then pulled him back and kissed.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House. This week's guest was Alexis Taylor, and his album Piano is out now on Moshi Moshi Records. Look out for his solo gig at Paper Dress Vintage on July the 21st here in London, and Hot Chip will be playing festival dates across Europe and North America this summer. This show was produced by me, Holly Fisher, and mixed by Alex Funnell. Join us again at the same time next week for more live music, but for the time being, thanks for tuning in.